Hits 105.5. That was Lou Bega with Mambo Number 5. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Hope everyone's having a marvelous Monday morning. It's 22 degrees here in the Upper Miami Valley, mostly cloudy, breezy, a little snowy looking outside the studio window. We are under a winter weather advisory right now, but you know, it feels like it's 3 degrees out there. That's what they say. In the studio, it doesn't, because in the studio with me, I have Amanda Hurley. She is the Education and Outreach Coordinator for Shelby Soil and Water Conservation District. Good morning. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. So you have a few things that you'd like to let people know about.
Yeah. This winter, just wanted to remind people about Salting Smart. So today is the perfect day to talk about it with our weather recently. And so today I just wanted to talk about people, what they can do at home to be smarter about using salt. So salt obviously is really important in our winters for safety reasons. But most people at their homes probably use too much salt or are not using it in the most efficient way. And salt isn't without harm. So any salt product isn't completely harm-free. And so being smart about using salt can help prevent those harms from happening. So salt can get into our water system. It can get into the soil. It can get into groundwater. If it rains or when the snow melts, the runoff can go into rivers and streams. And animals that live in rivers, like fish and small macroinvertebrates, don't tolerate changes in salt levels well. And there has been studies that the amount of salt in our water, even in groundwater in the Miami Valley, is increasing, not to a point where it's bad at this point, but over time, if it keeps increasing, then it could cause problems eventually. So using less salt, just using the amount that's needed to stay safe, is important. So there are some steps you can do to reduce the amount of salt. So the first thing is to shovel first. So before applying any salt, make sure you shovel. And then less is more. So a coffee mug's worth of salt should cover 10 sidewalk squares. So that's okay. Before I read this, I was like, I'm definitely using way too much salt at home because I was using a coffee mug for like just my little walkway to the door, and that's definitely less than 10 sidewalk squares.
So, well, I like how you broke it down like that, because if you say like how many cubic feet, I have no clue.
Exactly.
When you
said
10, I'm like, oh.
You can visualize that.
Yes, and I'm a visualizer.
Yes.
So, yes.
And then make sure, you know, so more salt doesn't mean it will melt more. Using more isn't going to make it melt faster or better. And so you're basically wasting your money and maybe contributing to harm to the environment if you're using more. And then spread it evenly. So clumps are wasteful. So as long as it's spread out evenly. And then after the snow melts or the ice is no longer there, if you see salt left over, sweeping it up can keep it from going into our water system. So sweep it up afterwards, and then you can reuse that salt. So you're saving money for yourself as well. It's a win-win.
That's very good information. I had no clue. And so explain, that's some of the things that you do at the Shelby, or at the Shelby Soil and Water Conservation. And as the outreach, you educate, and you especially go to schools and with the library. And those are some of the things that you do. Explain to everybody else, if they're not familiar, what else you do.
Yeah, so education is definitely part of it. So coming on here and talking to the public about using less salt is something that is in my job description. So basically, I'm just trying to, our office, the educator, is doing education and outreach to encourage people to conserve our natural resources in Shelby County. And so the technicians at our office work with landowners to do practices on their land to make sure our soil stays where it's supposed to be and our water stays nice and clean. And I'm more the education part. So talking to you about, you know, what our technicians do, talking to the public about what they do, and then going into schools and talking to kids about conservation, the environment, appreciating nature, and all these little things that you kind of take for granted, you know, the amount of salt you're spreading on your sidewalks to, you know, single-use plastics or taking care of our wildlife. So there's lots of natural resources, and we live in a great county with abundance of natural resources, and just trying to talk to people about making sure we conserve those.
Yeah. And you say appreciate nature. So on a day like today, Amanda, how would you tell people to appreciate nature?
Well, from your window, you can still appreciate, you know, if you, in the winter, a great thing is, you know, bird watching. Mm-hmm. So if you put a bird feeder out, that helps those birds have an easier way to find some food during the winter, and even water if you don't. If you don't live near a stream or something, putting water out is a way that you'll see wildlife.
The window is pretty. I do appreciate it because I have, like, there's a family of deer that peeks as I'm on the air. Mm-hmm. And so they'll peek and look at me. And I have bunnies. But thank you, because I was going to say that because I know you love birds. And I was like, I know she's going to talk about birds. Get that bird feeder. And also, you had mentioned that there's a tree, you were selling trees. How do you get involved in that, or how can you access a tree?
So every year, our office sells tree seedlings. So they're usually like 12 to 18 inches tall. They come in packs of five, and so we sell them in the spring, and we're open to orders currently. Orders are due by March 28th, and you can find a order form online at www.shelbyswcd.org under the sales tab, or you can come to our office to order in person. And so we have 19 varieties of trees available for sale. Most of them are native to Ohio, or at least naturalized to our area in Ohio. And this year we do have some different species than we had last year, like river birch, American crabapple, dawn redwood, Kentucky coffee tree, pin oak, scotch pine, swamp white oak, sweet gum, tulip poplar, and white pine. And then we sell some shrubs and smaller trees that are good for, like, wildlife and those kinds of things. So I'm particularly excited about our black elderberry shrub that we're selling, and button bush.
Both
of those can be planted, like, in landscape areas. The button bush tolerates wet soils really well. So if you have, like, an area around a ditch or a pond, and you're having trouble getting something to grow there, that one works well. They both have really pretty flowers, and the button bush is good for, like, well, both of them are good for pollinators. So butterflies, hummingbirds, bees, all of those things. So.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a look. And where do they get the information at?
So if you look on our Facebook page, we'll have information about the tree seedling sale, or you can go to our website, www.shelbyswcd.org, and under the sales tab is an information, has the order form, and then there's a link about all the species of trees as well. We have information about all of those in a document on that website as well.
Nice. Yeah. I want some for butterflies.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
Thank you for coming in. There is so much like that I need to have you come back too, because I take care of, you know, taking care of my grass, and like but you said something, you know, something doesn't grow. Like, I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I use a lot of weed killer. Tell me why. I mean, I want to know that kind of stuff. Why I shouldn't use so much.
Right. So. Yeah, with that stuff, it is kind of like when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't rain afterwards and those kinds of things. So I'm not a total expert, but I definitely could point you to some resources for sure if I don't know the answer, but... And that is something we're in the works. So I don't have it completely scheduled, but I'm working with Riley from the Extension, from OSU Extension, to maybe do a soil testing workshop coming up that Shelby County residents can bring samples of their soil from their lawns to be tested, and give them information about what they should be doing to make their lawns healthy instead of over applying fertilizer, or you know, what specifically your lawn would need or your garden. So people can do it for their garden areas as well. So that's something we're working on.
Good. Yeah, because some places, I'm like, why does my yard not look as well as the next door neighbor's, and what's going on? Because I know some areas have clay and some, you know, so that's great.
Exactly. Like, what amendments should you add, more organic material to your yard or something else? Yeah. And so the testing helps.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for coming in this morning. That's Amanda Hurley. She's the Education and Outreach Coordinator at the Shelby Soil and Water Conservation District. And I do have to say, the libraries, when you have a topic, the titles are the cutest. You do such a great job.
I like working with Ricky and using some puns in there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So thank you so much. And it's good to see you. And I'll see you Wednesday. We're in Kiwanis together. We haven't seen each other in like 3 weeks. Yeah, so I'm glad I got to see you before Wednesday. And come back anytime. This was fun. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, Macarena by Los Del Rio. It's Hits 105.5.